Yeah. So, using a different one this time. And yeah, I want to get real personal.
Yeah.
Basically, I see my generation, millennial. I feel like the rest of the world sees us as entitled, and, lazy, short attention spans, all that stuff, whinges, whatever. And to be honest, yeah, so what? Like, you know, we live in the 21st century. We should feel entitled, especially in a first world country. We've been raised to feel entitled. We've been raised to feel like we're better than everyone else. Capitalism does that. Parents do that. Societies do that. So to say that we feel entitled, especially with welfare, like it is in Australia, the amount of public health and stuff, entitlements, basically, for just being a citizen, just being born, yeah, of course it's going to create a sense of entitlement. We are entitled just by being a citizen. So shut the fuck up. Like, you're entitled to. You're entitled to your old age pension if you're a baby boomer. Especially, or close to now, most baby boomers. You're entitled to, if you, you know, have no work. What's that? The dole? I don't know what it's called now. So everyone's entitled in this society. So to just point out that one generation is being entitled, self-entitled, having some sort of self-entitlement, or sense of entitlement. We are, because the generation before us have created a society where we are entitled to stuff. So shut up. That's just how it is. In terms of lazy, what the fuck you mean lazy? Like, what? We're doing a lot. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know, the majority of us are finishing high school at least. Yeah, that's a pretty good fucking statistic. Also, yeah, the economy is doing quite well. In terms of, like, youth work, I feel. I don't know. I don't know too much about that. Lazy, but I don't know. I feel like as a generation, we're quite fit. I feel like that, but maybe we're not. I don't know. I can't really quote to that. But I know that, you know, I personally joined the army. I didn't feel lazy during that period. Working every day. Hard. So, body on the line type of stuff. So, I think that's just like a throwaway line that you kind of just give to like a younger generation. Because you just think they're lazy. Because I would think that like my brother and sister are lazy. But, fuck do I know? You know, so, whatever. And also, you know, the low attention span. Yeah, what do you expect? You created devices that pretty much can teach us anything we want to know in the whole entire world. And you made little ones so we can have them on us all the time. And you just, you know, the generation before us just made all this technology to help us learn. Because we can now. We don't need long attention spans to really, like, learn a little bit of everything. And now we don't even have to go to, like, the library. Can you think about that? Think about the fact that, like, generations before us used to have to travel down to the library, get a book, maybe have one book, maybe five, and then take them home, and that would be their five books. You can literally, like, download 100 books right now onto your phone and read them all if you wanted, or you can listen to them, or you can watch videos about them, movies about them, summaries on them, anything, basically. You can do that. I can do that right now while I'm talking and recording myself. So technology is crazy. And what do you expect us to have? Like, you know, long attention spans on just one thing? Nah. I mean, things are so ever-changing that we can't have short attention spans. Otherwise, we'll just get, like, sort of forgotten about in this type of era because things change so quickly. So, yeah, we just got to... I think it's going to be a positive, really, in terms of business in the future, having short attention spans because things change so quickly. And also, having short attention spans is also good to not become tunnel visioned and focused on just one thing. So, I don't know. I kind of think that's pretty cool. So, yeah, this whole generational argument is probably just a cycle. Neil Strauss, you know, the four turnings and stuff like that. They pretty much explain it all through their generational theory. Problem with generational theory is obviously the fact that people are born every single day. So how can you split, you know, a person into, you know, categories? You know, it's more spectrums. I don't think generational theory works. I think it's more spectrums. You know, we're not defined by 20 years characteristics. I think we're more defined by everyday characteristics. What happens daily? If there's daily positive changes, then that's because we've changed as a society. So rather than split it all up, how we just look at what's going on in the world. And if overall we're getting more positive, then we're getting closer and closer to world peace. And as much as you can think like all the world, what's going on and all the killings and all the death and all that stuff, we are still becoming less and less violent. As a society, as a whole, you know, it's going down. And I have high hopes for the future that it can go down quickly through technology and education. So I reckon let's go. Let's not worry about all this other bullshit. Let's just do it.
Fuck yeah.
Boom.